And I'll do a guided practice today that'll be connected to the theme of the day long we did on February 1st, as well as last week and the talk. So, but it'll also be perfectly doable for people who weren't any at any of those gatherings. And so first, we'll just have a period of settling in whatever way works best for you, being with the breath or doing basic mindfulness practice, doing some loving kindness practice. Do this for about 7 or 8 minutes, and then I'll come in with a little more guidance. Just to check, did everyone hear my earlier guidance or was I muted? Did you hear it? Okay, very good. Thanks. As we continue to sit quietly, I'll begin a guided practice now, which will be in large part to look at several different dimensions of the construction of ordinary experience related to what we've explored with the Buddha's understanding of awakening as the capacity to go beyond ordinary constructions. But first, we have to be with them and see them clearly. So we'll go through several of our basic ways of constructing. And first, be aware of any sense of pleasant or unpleasant that is sort of moderate level or a little greater. On the scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 4 to a 7 or 8. And just notice when the pleasant comes up that has some strength to it. It could be at the level of the body, could be an idea that we like, could be thinking of something that we don't like, something that happened, something in the news. And just be aware as much as you can of your experience of the pleasant and the unpleasant, and any tendencies to grab hold of the pleasant or push away the unpleasant. Let's notice that. It may not happen too much, but let's notice that for the next few minutes. You notice something that's moderately pleasant or unpleasant, just hang out with it. Bring your mindfulness. Notice what happens when that experience is present. noticing any moments when there's what I call reactivity, grabbing after the pleasant or pushing away the unpleasant. Again, can occur at the level of the body, ideas, maybe being judgmental would be an example of reactivity, so a way of, in a sense, pushing away the unpleasant. If there's a moment of reactivity, it may not be much, but if there is a moment of reactivity, bring mindfulness to it. Just explore what's happening when there is reactivity. And as we continue to sit quietly, and there are moments of reactivity, notice if there is a sense of self related to any moments of reactivity. I like this, I want this, I don't like this. And also more generally, try to notice any time a sense of self comes in. Of course, identified as one of the main ways we construct experience. Could be used skillfully, unskillfully. I should do this, I should do that, I should follow it, or could be related to being away for a little while with some thinking, very much thinking with reference to self. So try to be on the alert for any experience where there's a sense of self. And if it occurs, just name it and try to be aware of what's occurring. Noticing wherever there is a strong sense of self, even momentarily expressing through sustained thinking or in some other way, maybe at the level of the body. And we've looked so far actually into two of the main areas, two of the three main areas of the way we construct experience identified by the Buddha. We've looked into dukkha or reactivity. We've looked into the sense of self. And the third area of the three that the Buddha identified was looking into impermanence. And seeing, by implication, the way that we, through conceptualizing and language, tend to make aspects of our experience permanent, give them names and labels. So here, very simply, maybe starting with the breath, just notice the arising of the in-breath, the changes in the breath, the out-breath. Noticing how you can focus on the breath, noticing just how it changes. It arises, changes, passes away. There's a pause typically. It arises again. Be aware of the arising, the staying and changing, and the passing away of the breath or whatever area you focus on in your meditation. And then you can also, if something else arises, like a thought, you can keep that lens, as it were, of impermanence and notice, oh, there's the arising of a thought. It stays for a while, it passes away. So seeing through the lens of impermanence for the next few minutes. As we continue to sit quietly, we'll do one further set of practices with what we sometimes call choiceless awareness. First, just be with the flow of experience, not focusing on any particular area of experience, not on the breath or somewhere else, but just letting whatever is predominant come through. Metaphor would be that there is a river in front of us, and maybe there's been a storm. We're just watching whatever is in front of us coming down the river, maybe some branches or some leaves. And I'm just noticing whatever is right in front of me. So here we're still using concepts, but we're giving up the sense of choice. In terms of focusing on a particular area of experience, we're focusing on whatever's predominant. We'll do this for a few minutes. Could be like thought, body sensation. We can use concepts here. Body sensation, sound, whatever. Just noticing whatever is predominant moment by moment. And now a second way of practicing with choiceless awareness. Here we let whatever is predominant keep coming, but we don't label or identify what's happening. We just let everything come without labeling, without conceptualization, at least to some extent, as best we can. It'll be something like when we're touching the experience without conceptualization, almost at times like raw sense data coming through without being labeled or identified or conceptualized. So we'll just do that for about 3 minutes. So just invite that letting go of labels and concepts, but still being with what's predominant. Now coming back to just a few minutes of practice with our more ordinary way of practicing, being with the breath or basic mindfulness. Just coming back to settling after the guided practice. So I'll ring the bell in a moment and we'll come back during the talk for some reference to the teachings, which can help us frame and understand some of the explorations that we've carried out in the meditation.